Now.
Welcome. For your listening pleasure, we invite ears of all shapes, colors, and sizes to experience the Audiophiles Podcast. What up, everybody? We are back, continuing our roll on Season 5. Man, we just keep rolling and rolling and rolling like Limp Bizkit. Man, and that, I guess that makes me Fred Durst somehow. Yeah. So, what up, everybody? It's your boy, and we are back for another episode of the Audiophiles. As always, I got my boy Bebo in the house. Bebo, say what's up, dog.
Man, I go by Bebo, and it's been a while since I've shouted out the baby mamas, but I do want to tell all the baby mamas that there is a special day coming up in a couple weeks. Maybe the 14th, if you know what I'm talking about. Anthony is taking applications, and he, we're setting up a date for one special baby mama, all inclusive. You know, the Audiophiles got it. You know, we're gonna put it on the Audiophiles credit card.
Oh yeah.
Anthony's gonna take you out, take care of you,
on the
wine and dine
dime.
You, whatever yes, you want to do.
On the company dime.
On company dime. And then if everything goes well, Anthony has a special treat for you at the very end.
Oh yeah. We're gonna go see the Bob Marley movie. Probably smoke one in my car before we watch the movie. And then I'm probably gonna take you to Chick-fil-A. I'm just saying, that's a fucking pretty nice date. And you might get some dick. I don't know. Maybe if I'm in the mood. Who knows? Just slide in our DMs and you can win the contest. Okay. Only serious inquiries only. You gotta at least have two children though. That's the only thing. We're talking solidified, verified baby mamas. Okay. Yeah. So. Bebo, thank you for that. Thank you for reminding our audience of our contest. I think it's going to be an annual thing now. I'm not sure. It's going to have to be a tradition. Just, you know, we got to give back. as always, we got the breaded one in the house, the Wonder Boy himself. What is up, my dude?
The one and only. I'm glad to be back, you guys. You know, it's
the bun and only.
The bun and only.
Oh, my
shit.
Gosh.
We got Bread Boy 2.0 in the house.
Yeah, baby. Man. Wonder Boy.
Hey, someone's on a
bun
roll.
And only. Ooh.
Okay.
A Hawaiian roll. Welcome back, gentlemen. Welcome back. I miss you guys too. And speaking of the breaded one, if just in case you need some extra carbs, he brought the carbs this week with his pick. And sir, what did you pick, and why did you decide to pick it?
Yeah. So like I mentioned in the last episode, if you guys checked it out, now please go ahead and check it out. Audiophiles on Spotify. But I mentioned that this band was brought up. I was at a board game night, and one of the guys there was talking to me. He's like, tell me all his concerts he had done throughout the year. And he's like, yeah, just checked out this cool band. You need to check them out. Like, I've kind of been a fan for a while. It's called Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. And I thought I didn't hear him right. I was like, did this guy really say porn? I was like, there's a bunch of kids around here. And
that's a four-letter word.
I was like, maybe he meant prom. Maybe he's dyslexic. I don't know. But 12 points, I check it out. I checked it out. They had an album, and I was like, it's a good thing to check out. I've kind of been in the music rut, not going to lie. And I haven't been checking out any rock, at least any new rock or psychedelic rock. Bands. I don't know about you guys, but for me, I've just kind of been like, my music's just been on repeat, kind of lame. So I've been trying to spice it up. So I was,
heck yeah.
So I was like, let me go with this. So I guess I could just go into like my thoughts on this album, if you guys don't mind listening. But
go for it.
Yeah. Honestly, for me, this is kind of like the first album I've checked out. I think this is a good album, but I wouldn't say this is like amazing.
Yeah.
I've done some, like, I did my review of this, and then I was like, let me see what other people have, like, said about it. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, there's not too many reviews, but they're kind of on the same boat that I was on. Unfortunately, this seems like one of those bands that, like, did really good at the start in the early, like, 2000s, 2010s.
Yeah.
And that they've kind of just plateaued right there. And then I can see it. Personally, like, I think the album starts off great.
Yeah.
I have that first song, the catchy riff, and I was like, okay, this is pretty good. It's got me kind of hyped. And throughout the album, it kind of goes by pretty quick,
yeah.
which is a double edged sword because it goes by. You're like, oh, it's good. Like nothing's like too bad. I feel like it's like an actual trip. It starts off kind of upbeat and it takes you to, it starts to slow down. Definitely a lot of catchy riffs, a lot of funky riffs. Personally, I think the problem with this album that was kind of lacking was the, like, there was nothing like that great hook, you know? Like, yeah. Usually there's an album that has like one or two songs that have just really catchy or have like these really great hooks and kind of keep you coming back. And I felt throughout this album, it starts off good and then, you know, the riffs are good. You're like, okay. And then it's just there, you know, like, it, I don't know, it just
blue balls you somewhere. Yeah, you know?
But I wouldn't say it was, I don't think it ever felt sluggish.
No. By any means,
like I don't think it was ever sluggish. I don't think it was technically bad. It just never felt like it was never giving you more, which I think is like the only main concern for this album that I had. But overall, I think I enjoyed it. Definitely added some songs into my playlist. Definitely check out some of the other albums if you guys haven't, because I hear they're just as good. Mm-hmm. Now they have a little bit more mix. I think some of the other ones were like definitely more psychedelic. It just really depends on people's taste. You know, some people prefer that. But overall, I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say about this album.
Excellent. And if you're not familiar with what we do here on the Audiophiles, each week one of our members selects a project for us to all listen to. It might be a complete album or it might be a 2-EP kind of deal. In this case, Bread Boy chose Fonzoli by the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. And I'm going to say I'm kind of disappointed, man. That was not as, this album was not as pornographic as I expected. No, I'm just kidding. I'm expecting a lot more moaning. It's in the name. So what are you bringing? You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm just kidding. On a serious note though. I agree with Red Boy. I like the intensity of the album. I like the speed of the guitars. I like the speed, the tempo of the music. Like, and they maintain that energy. And it's just like, sometimes that shit's hard to fucking capture anywhere. Like, you know, and the fact that they did it consistently song after song was impressive. They did have what I called the space guitar kind of sound. I feel like that's a type of like guitar that wasn't really extrapolated on in the fucking 80s. Like, they introduced it to us and they kind of like put it away as far as like music producing goes. And these guys definitely explored that a little bit more, which I kind of appreciated. But like Bread Boy said, man, this album's good. But is it great? No, it's missing something. I can't tell you what it is. It's just that thing and it's not there. Those songs that make you want to listen over and over and over. It's like I'm saying, like I appreciate like the cutting, the production, like whatever they're doing on the production side. They were very technical and it was impressive. And it's just a shame that like the music didn't kind of match that technical prowess, I want to say. You know, like, I mean, it was good. Like, don't get me wrong, the music was good, but as far as being memorable, it kind of all sounded a little bit the same for me, you know, especially being like high speed, you know, which I liked and I appreciated it. But like overall, it kind of just like Hernan said, it makes the album kind of like fly by. And it's like, oh, it's done. Oh, nice. Like, you know, it's kind of like some quick sex and you're just like, oh that was nice. You know, so but like, was it super memorable? Like, no, they just like the quick sex. It was like, ah, we got that done. That was fun. You know, so, I'm also going to say like, these guys sounded like the Beatles time to time. They sounded kind of like the White Stripes time to time. And their influences were kind of apparent, I see, which is cool, you know? And, but like, there's points where like their esoteric lyrics is just kind of like, what the fuck are they saying? Like, you know, like, you know what I mean? And it's like, I get trying to be like ambiguous and fucking out there. Like, I get that shit. But, there was a fucking, it's like, it's nice to see, ain't it nice to see cradled energy all around? I'm just like, what the fuck are they saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what does that mean? Like, you know, like, and it's like a lot of their lyrics kind of like went with nothing, which I get is like super punk, you know, but it's just at some point it's just like, okay, you got to have a fucking purpose and a focus, you know? So, but, that's just me. Overall, man, like I said, like I enjoyed it, but it's just, it was missing that fucking, like that 12%. I want to say that would have put it over the top. You know what I mean? Great experiment, great fucking execution as far, like I said, the technical side. It's just, I want more, man. I want more. What about you, Bebo?
Yeah, so I've never heard of Fronzoli before. This is my first time checking them out. I was very curious. I think back, you know, to kind of what we did with the comedy albums, relationship with rock or whatever. Interestingly enough, I think like one of the first genres I started to get into, like The very first was Pop, and then I think it was Rock. Yeah. And I remember this is around the time we're 10 years old, so this is early 2000s where System of a Down, Disturbed, you know, I those are like the really, really popular ones, Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah.
I remember we had a friend that listened to Puddle of Mud. So stuff like that, you know, we were listening to. And then I got into hip hop and kind of just stopped listening to rock altogether. And I've been trying to get I've been trying to get back into it, and I have found some artists that it's I like hard, man. And one of them lands on my songs of the week that I'll get into. But you know, again, with my limited knowledge of rock, the vocal effects that were used by Fonzoli really reminded me of what the Strokes do with their music.
Yeah.
Except with this particular album, like Anthony was kind of saying, that album is very high octane. There's a lot going on instrumentally, and I think my biggest takeaway or issue or constructive criticism is that with that vocal effect that was used, a lot of the lyrics are just drowned out.
Yeah.
It was very hard to kind of for me to understand what was being said.
Yeah.
Amidst like all the instrumentals going around the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of made it hard for me to, I guess, appreciate it in a way that I could have, because then I had to like look up the lyrics. And like you were saying, a lot of the tracks sounded similar as well. And it was just, for me, it was very hard to keep up with the subject matter, the lyrics and all that throughout the whole album. And it wasn't until the tracks maybe slowed down a little bit, because there are some of those on here where it was easier to understand. And maybe that's because my ear isn't really attuned to this style of rock quite yet. But it was just, I would say, very hard for me to keep up with the lyrics and what this album was about and all that stuff. And I'm still trying to put it together, I'm not going to lie. So that was kind of my initial thoughts on the album.
Right on. And again, if you are not familiar with what we do here on the Audiophiles, we usually go over our initial thoughts of the project of the album that we selected, and then we'll tell you our favorite beats, favorite instrumentations, maybe favorite tracks, and maybe least favorite tracks. I guarantee we'll get into that today. We'll do a Check Me Out segment. We'll refer to you to more music by tonight's featured artists. And we also give it a rating and some more stuff and blah, 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 blah. Gentlemen, first order of business today, favorite beats or instrumentations? Red Boy, it is your pick. You go first, sir.
Yeah, I think for sure. I definitely like the intro song. Just, you know, beat-wise, definitely starts off with that great energy.
Yeah.
The other one that I really enjoyed was Captain Gravity Mouse Welcome.
Oh, yeah,
originally,
yeah.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, damn, this shit kind of spacey, kind of.
Yeah.
I think someone said it was a comment was like, started giving kind of like David Bowie vibes.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I can kind of start seeing that. And then honestly, at first I didn't like it, but I didn't like the last song, and I ended up, I don't know, maybe I just multiple tries. I started like liking the way it ended just because it was a lot, it was a little bit more texture, I guess, is the way I would describe it. The way to end this album,
because
it does feel like a trip. Like, it definitely starts off intense, and like there is intense moments, but it doesn't carry through like intense the whole way as in the start, because it slows down. Definitely it starts to become a little more melodic now. Regarding like what people said, I think he had a great thing like lyric wise for lyrics, when I was like trying to analyze this, all I put is Australians. And I didn't even I didn't write any like lyrics down that like stood out. I was just like, I don't know what they're saying, but the music wise, like, I feel like I just went off the vibe, because I feel like a lot of rock is just more about feel.
Yeah.
And then you go into the lyrics, and I'm on the same boat. Like, lyric wise, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And I was like, maybe I'm just not high enough.
I'm too old. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I start to feel a little old. Like, damn, you know, I gotta check out what these Australians are doing here. the Down Under definitely is different, but I would say those are the three songs that kind of like stood out for me regarding this album.
Hell yeah. I'm going to go ahead and go repeat that sentiment with the intro track, Nightmare. It reminded me of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Like, you know, give me that kind of, you know what I mean? So it gave me that vibe. So yeah. I think that's why I fucked with it. And then, like Hernan said too. Bread Boy. Like Bread Boy said, who is this? Who is this, Hernan? Like Bread Boy said, Captain Gravity Mouse Welcome. It was just a different vibe from what they presented before, and I like the switch up on it. And then I'm gonna go with Pill House, man. I love the guitar riff on that, on the beginning of that song. Like, that shit went hard. So those are my three. What about you, Bebo?
Is this favorite beats or favorite tracks?
Favorite beats.
Yeah, I want to start off by saying, like, the track names definitely were very quirky, and I like that. So to just kind of go into one of my favorite beats, it was called the Newt Merrick Killing Meow. And I put this just an insane way to start the album. It was very rock and roll. There's a lot going on. Second favorite beat is Dilemma Us From Evil. I thought this one starts off not as aggressive as some of the beginning tracks before it, but then it builds up into the chaos, which I appreciated. And then the last one was Hot Heat Wow Hot. Just another instrumental. There's a lot going on, a lot of rock and roll, and it's crazy, man. Just it takes me back to those days that we were talking about, you know, like the System of Down. Yeah, exactly, that kind of stuff.
Hell yeah. All right, gentlemen, your favorite tracks off of the project. We'll go with you first, Bread Boy.
I kind of like things went hand in hand for me. I think for sure, Newt Merrick Killing Me Out, definitely good. Captain Gravity Mouse, welcome. Misanthrope is pretty good regarding like track, like beat wise, but I think I'm on Bebo with the Hot Heat, Wow and Hot. I feel like that was probably like the runner up for one of the favorite tracks personally. Lyric wise, don't ask me, but beat wise and lyrics, it just, I don't know. Just beat wise, it was pretty good.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with in parentheses, I'm a Cadaver Alakazam. That one just kind of, it just kind of rolled with me. Captain Gravity Mouse again, Gravity Mouse, welcome again. Like, there's just something about that track, like you said, it is Bowie-esque, and it does, I think that's why I appreciate it. And then All Aboard the SS Stinker kind of gave me like Beatles fucking Strawberry Field kind of vibes. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm like, all right, I'll fuck with it. You know? Yeah, those are mine. What about you, Bebo?
Yeah, my favorite tracks, I think, were because of the choruses were like more melodic, like Bread Boy was saying. And so one of those, I'm a Cadaver Alakazam. It was high octane with the catchy intro to start the track. So that's why I like that one. Dilemma Us From Evil, I thought, you know, again, the chorus was catchy because there was melody to it. And it also comes in a point of the album where, like I said, the two tracks before are very high octane. This one's a little slowed down a little bit. So I liked that aspect to it as well. And then, like you said, Anthony, All Aboard the SS Sinker. At first, I thought it was called All Aboard the SS Stinker. And I was I wonder what that means.
I thought the same thing. I was like, what? I was
like, oh. Yeah, and the guitar solo reminded me of like the 70s band The Guess Who, like the kind of guitar stuff they used to do. So that's kind of why I liked it.
All right, gentlemen, let's do least favorite tracks off of this joint. We'll start with you, Bread Boy.
Yeah, I really didn't like the number 1 through 10. Now, honestly, for 10 songs, this was like a pretty short album regarding like duration. It was about like 33 minutes, I think, in total.
Yeah.
So each song was about just like 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And I think one or two songs were about like 1 minute to 2 minutes. But I guess the ones that kind of like just, I don't even remember like hearing them, probably because on the same sentiment of just, it kind of goes by and it just kind of goes. I would say like Illusions of Grandeur.
Yeah.
And honestly, probably that one. Sierra Nevada, now that I think about it.
Yep.
There were some parts, but overall, I can't recall it.
Yeah.
Maybe 7 and 8.
I'm going to go ahead and re, you know, iterate those, you know, those sentiments, because like, I felt like Illusions of Grandeur were kind of like ironically like too expected in this type of album, you know, like there's always that high intensity and then like these bands are like, all right, now we're going to talk about like fucking life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of like what they were doing. Like, you know, we're going to slow it down. We're going to fucking talk about how crazy and flimsy life is. Like, you know, it's just like, to me, this was like their own version of like Dust in the Wind kind of. And just like, it was too, and the fact that it was like too expected is kind of like what pissed me off. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's too on the nose. You know, it's just like, so that's like my critique. And then also like Sierra Nevada, I feel like that song had the potential to be great. Like, I love the idea of like, oh, I see the Sierra Nevadas on a beer bottle on my dressing room. Right? Like, I get that. Like, that's fucking like poetic, right? And, but then it just seems like he's complaining about being in a band and being on tour and being in a van and fucking, I live in his van and fucking, that's all I see, the van windows, you know. It's just like, piss me off. I was like, okay, quit complaining, like, fucking shut up and go play your guitar. Like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? So that just kind of pissed me off too. So those are my least favorite songs off this project. What about you, Bebo?
I put Captain Gravity Mouse Welcome. This one felt different than, I guess, some of the other tracks, which I guess I would expect would be a reason why I would like it. But I don't know. It just felt, I guess, a little out of place for me personally. And then even though I liked the instrumental for Hot Heat, Wow Hot, there was a lot going on this track. And this is especially one of those tracks where I feel like the lyrics just got lost with the vocal effects that were used. And therefore, I didn't even know what was going on lyric wise. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. For that reason, I put it on the list.
Okay. All right, gentlemen, anything that stood out to us, anything that, any lyrics or anything that kind of maybe, I'm just going to say, like, they had weird, like, lyrics that, like, there's wood in the termites and there's termites in the wood. And, like,
That one.
Yeah, it's just, I get it, you know, and it's just, like, it's supposed to be, like, oh, wow, like, mind-blowing, bro. But it's just, like, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so I was just kind of, like, just something that when you hear it, it just kind of, it sticks out to you. It does, like, you know what I'm saying? But what does it really add? You know what I mean? It's just kind of, like I said, a little bit pretentious and, like, oh, we're going to go on this esoteric adventure. So, but that's kind of, like I said, again, me just nitpicking. All right, gentlemen, producer's chair time. This is the moment of the episode where we ask ourselves, what would we do to improve the album or project by any means? Bread Boy, we'll go with you first, sir.
Honestly, you need like a Chad Ugo to come in and just like create that hook. I feel like if we're gonna change it to like hip hop, like Pharrell and Chad will like work great because one of them always comes up with it. They go hand in hand. Like, we have a hook, we got the melody, you know, like, and I feel like that's all it was for this album, honestly, is maybe just take a little bit more risk and have something catchy.
Yeah,
definitely to stand out. I honestly, like, there's not a lot of bad things about it. It's just like how, like, producer wise like there was something missing and you just have to find that. I don't know, man. Throw a little trumpet solo or something. I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can definitely say, too, as well, if I was a producer, like, you got to get something catchy on there. You need something that's going to stick out and be memorable, because, like we said, the album kind of just flies by. And, yeah, man, I don't, yeah, maybe add another instrument, too, you know, like, and then definitely fix Sierra Nevada and Illusions of Grandeur. Do something with those things. Like, I'm like, nah, this is too, I'll probably take those out. Like, you know, just like, no. Like, but that's me, though. What about you, Bebo? What would you do to improve the project?
Yeah, I keep repeating myself, but the vocal effects, like, I didn't mind it, but I just felt like it was so overwhelming that it's hard to hear what he's saying at times. So maybe using that effect to like a lower degree so that we can understand lyrics better on the tracks that he really used them. And as far, like, I'm having a hard time deciding if, again, maybe it's because my ear palate wasn't equipped for this, but, you know, what about constructing a song where it's a little slowed down, where, you know, the lyrics are placed, and then when it goes to like the bridge or something or the hook, that's when it can get chaotic, where there's no lyrics and stuff like that. Like, really go in on that part. Again, maybe that's their style, but I just felt like at times it was like they're battling themselves, like they were shooting themselves in the foot, you know?
Yeah.
And so I felt like if, I don't know, it has to be a nice little mix. Like, and that's why I think System of a Down, that classic album they have, works so well. It's like,
yeah,
it's unique, it's their own, it's original, but you can also understand what he's saying. And then like the chaos comes in at great pockets of time where,
yeah,
you know, the lyrics of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's
they use it as like a focal point. They use it as a focal point and kind of like a anchor,
right,
to fucking,
right,
get you over the next roller coaster, you know, kind of deal. Yeah,
yes,
where this one,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, like this one, they kind of blended everything together, and it's almost like they're hiding what they're trying to say too, you know. It's kind of like, oh, you don't really believe in what you're saying, so it's like, why even say it? Yeah, man, I completely agree with that. There's just something about, like, it could have been like, and that's the crazy part, it's like, I feel like it could have been better. Like, these guys are obviously talented enough to see X, Y, and Z, so it's like, why can't you see the next thing to fit? Yeah, I mean, that's just me, though. Check me out. You in trouble. Check me out. Pay us now. Check me out. Pay me double. Check me out. All right. Do we have anything for the Check Me Out segment? Any of us? Anything for the Check Me Out segment?
Honestly, let's check out their High Visceral, Part 1 and Part 2. They have a song called I Found God in a Tomato.
Ooh.
It's kind of a trip.
Ooh.
Dude, that sounds dope. Their title, like the way they named their songs, is pretty interesting.
Yeah, so I will give them that. I will give them that. They have some interesting names for their song titles.
But honestly, yeah, all the stuff is pretty decent. I feel like if you're trying to get back into like some rock or psychedelic, and if that's down your lane, I think it's something to definitely enjoy. And then I don't know, maybe just send them a message on Instagram and just be like, "Hey man, step it up. I want more.
Make better music." Not...
They're not bad. It's kind of like you want them to succeed, you know? Yeah. It's like a rough draft. You're like, it's getting there. It's getting there. You just got to push a little bit more. So I don't know. Maybe they got to step it up on their drug intake or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You guys need to start doing heroin. Just kidding.
The shrooms aren't working.
Shrooms, cut that shit out. You guys need to go harder. Sorry. You guys need to take it to the next level. This is, do you guys want to be Elvis? Who here wants to be like Elvis? Like, okay, then you take some heroin. Just kidding. We do not condone any heroin use here on the Audiophiles. But let's go ahead and move on to it. Gentlemen, it is that time, and we shall have to give this thing a rating. Bread Boy, what do you give it out of 5?
I still kind of enjoyed some songs, and I'm kind of hoping that the next couple of albums are pretty good and they keep producing. I went with the 3.8 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Okay. I don't know, man. Like, technically, and like for what the musicality was doing, like, it's very impressive. Like I said, from a technical standpoint, what they were doing sonically, some blends and the direction that the music was going, like there was literally a direction that the music was seeing, was like being played, and you can hear it. That's what I'm saying. Just on that merit alone, I gave it a little bit slightly higher rating. I'm gonna give it a 4.2. I think there was something about it, you know, and there's something there, but then there's a lot also missing. So, for that alone, I'm gonna give it a 4.2. What about you, Bebo?
Yeah, for me, again, like my main issue was just the drowned out lyrics, not really being able to follow the album's concept if it had one. The crazy thing is I did enjoy like the musicality of it. If this were a rock instrumental album, it for sure would have changed my rating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I would have given it a way higher score. But
producers, because it was just hard. Just take out the vocals. All the vocals gone.
Just make it an instrumental album. But with that being said, again, this one stumped me.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just me, but I'm going to go with Bread Boy. I think this one's like C plus C area for me, so I'm giving it a 3.8 as well.
Ooh, tough critics. All righty, man. That's going to be, 4.0.
So if we could get a drum roll.
Yeah.
We have a 74.6.
That's fair.
Not bad.
That's fair. Yeah. All right.
This is C.
See,
they pass, right?
Yeah, speaking of C's, if you happen to bring over
see you.
You happen to bring over a lady with a C cup, see what I did there? and you wanted to show your kick-ass vinyl collection, would this be in your vinyl collection? Are you copping the vinyl, Bread Boy? I don't think I've asked this this season. Yeah. Would you cop the vinyl?
Honestly, their artwork's pretty. It's pretty trippy. I'd buy it just for the artwork. Mm. But also, I don't have a record player yet, so that's still in the making. Yeah. Feel free. There's gonna be a GoFundMe for Breadboard to get a record player if you guys want to.
Oh, would you like to come see my records? There's like nothing.
Exactly.
For me, man, it's gonna be not a hard no, but an easy no. It's like, sorry, it's just I'm not gonna spend money on this. I'm sorry. What about you, people?
Yeah, if this C cup lady has green hair and tattoos.
Oh yes.
Perhaps.
And looks really rockabilly-ish.
Yeah, she has bangs.
Bangs. Oh my god. Different colored
no
things.
I'm gonna go ahead and say what's funny is the scenario that we always say, like, oh, if we saw it on sale. That shit actually happened to me a couple weeks ago with the Backstreet Boys Christmas album. I saw it on sale for $7.50, and said, you know what,
that's a steal.
I'm gonna cop that.
Still, I
so I cop that
thing.
So if I saw this one for maybe around that price range, I'll buy it, but anything more than that, not happening.
$2. Sold.
So yeah, if it was $7 or something like that, yeah, I'd strongly consider, just to kind of have something different in my, you know, collection. But I'm not paying full price.
Yeah, you do need a what the fuck is that record, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I get you. Exactly. I get you.
And just in case the rockabilly comes over.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm enlightened. Alrighty, first music review of the year. We've done comedies back to back to back, so that's not too bad. Thank you, Bread Boy, for changing our palette again, like letting us dive back into rock. Definitely train our ears to listen to what contemplates or what, you know, makes up a great rock album. So thank you for that. Alrighty, I believe Bebo has some news for us today, or more something cool to talk about.
Yeah, a little bit of both, right? A little bit of both. There was an episode last year where it was just Addy and I on the episode, and we talked about Action Bronson and the new balances he had coming out at that time, which I believe were the 990 V6s, which, in my opinion, I really, really liked the neon green colorway. And I saw on social media, like, a lot of the sneaker, like, Complex and stuff, Action Bronson's shoe made, like, the top 5, top 10 shoes of the year, which I thought was pretty cool. I mean, this guy, I know I went on a rant last year, and I'm going to do it again, but Action Bronson, I don't think he gets the credit for being able to dive into, like, a medium that isn't hip-hop and just completely do really well in it. You know, whether it's painting or writing a book, or making a show, whether it's on YouTube, or he had that Vice series show as well. And now he's getting into footwear. And he has some, they were so successful, two colorways out in the 990 V6s, that he has a different New Balance coming out. I'm not sure how it's said, but it's a 1906R. And there was three different colorways with some really cool names attached to them. I believe one's called the Medusa Azul, the Scorpius, and Rosewater. And I have to give kudos to Action for, like I said, you know, tackling whatever he's interested in, which seems to be like a lot of shit, and just doing things really, really well. I mean, this guy's, to me, a creative genius. I really do believe that. I bought one of his books too, and it's just so entertaining, I guess I would say his book is. And it really takes me back to when we were in elementary, and the teachers would give us creative freedom to like do something. That's kind of what his book reminds me of. Let me look up what it's called. It's a stoner book, and it's really, really cool. I don't know if you guys, I know you looked up the shoes right now, Bread Boy. What do you think of them?
I like them. They kind of look like a little bit of like ASICS vibes that they're trying to go for.
Okay.
They look like runners vibes, which they look pretty comfortable though. I mean, all the New Balance I've owned, I've always loved them. They're pretty comfortable. Kind of do miss them. So that they're like, I'm planning to get some New Balance. Maybe these will be it. But at the price, I'm not sure, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting older. I'm like, I got to buy some eggs, you know? I don't know, man.
Like, that's just not reasonable.
I feel that.
This economy, man, it's hard.
Yeah.
That Action Bronson book, by the way, is called Stoned Beyond Belief. If any of the listeners, you guys get a chance to just kind of flip through it, if you come across it, I definitely recommend it.
Heck yeah. All right, gentlemen, I believe that's going to be it for this week. We got songs of the week. What song you riding with? Something that just stood out to you, something you might have just heard, or something like you're just vibing with this week, thus named Songs of the Week. So, Bread Boy, your episode, we'll have you go first, sir. What are your songs of the week?
Damn, I've lost my thing. You know what song is just, I forgot, it's a total banger because it kind of came on and I was at a party. Fucking Promiscuous Girl, dude. Ooh. With Nelly, Timbaland did fucking great. I don't know if it was him and Scott, what's his name, Scott Storch?
Yeah.
Scott Storch?
Yeah.
Storch, yeah, there you go. Because I had a playlist.
Don't be mad, don't be mad. Scott.
Dude, shit, freaking banger, dude.
Really fucking Timberlake, man. I'm telling you.
It's a banger, dude.
Yeah.
And then I just went down a whole like Timbaland thing. So we'll just stick with one.
No, we can do Missy Elliott. We can do a Leo.
Psychedelic porn carpets had me feeling a little promiscuous, and I was like, it's only right. It's only right.
Hell yeah.
I had another one, but I'll just stick with that one.
Oh, for sure, man. More merrier. Me, man, like I told you guys, I've been getting into like a classic rock kick lately, and fucking went from jump from Ozzy Osbourne to back to Aerosmith. And I was looking up their their greatest hits album, right, on iTunes, and I stumbled upon apparently these guys dropped an album in fucking 2012. And man, it's fucking the song that I just happened to fucking listen to, man, is like classic Aerosmith. It sounds like they made this shit right out the 70s. It's about love. Classic Aerosmith shit. Go check it out. It's called What Could Have Been Love. Man, like I said, just your typical classic Aerosmith song, man. And then I was at the gym too, also working out. And you guys, when I work out, sometimes when I lift weights, I have like a wrestling entrance music playlist, just cause like psychs me out to like, oh, I need to be muscular like these fools, like, you know, like in the WWE. And you guys remember the wrestler Val Venus?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually have his song on my playlist, and I was actually filming myself, and I was like, hello, ladies, the big Valboski here, gonna take off my towel later if you know what I mean. That's you know what I mean. And so I was there on the fucking the press machine acting a fool. So and then lastly Lil Dicky finally came out with his Peanuth album, which is the culmination of, you know, like all the music that he made from his TV show Dave. So if you go get a chance, definitely go check out that TV show. And I'm gonna go with a song called Hearsay. It's just high energy. He's fucking rapping. It's got bars. Fucking, I dig it, man. So those are my songs of the week. What about you, Bebo? Songs of the week, sir.
Yeah, I'm curious to get Bread Boy's thoughts on this artist, because I know like in Latin music he's really big. I guess I have heard of him before, but like I got super high last night and I went down like a rabbit hole of his music.
He's like, oh shit.
And I was like, it's just like someone who's not familiar with. It was kind of crazy to listen to his music. It's Dominican dance hall, like Jamaican, like it's Dominican's take on Jamaican dance hall. It's El Alfa.
Ooh,
El Alfa. How do you feel about El Alfa, Bread Boy?
Got some bangers, man. I don't know. I when it comes to that, I just like dance wise, it's bangers. That's all I'm saying from what I hear.
Okay. Well, like he has collabs with people. I was like, what the fuck? And I found a song he has called You the Vibe with ASAP Ferg. And he kind of reminds me of like a, just like a Latin E-40 kind of, if I had to
really
describe him. Yeah. Like a Latin E-40 is the best way I can describe him. So I'm gonna throw that one out. And one of my favorite rock artists right now, just came out with the album. I want to eventually review it, but his name's Ecstasy. One of the tracks he has on the new album is called I Don't Have One of Those. And I'm really digging that one.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Alrighty, and who's got our pick for next week? What do we got? Bebo, I believe it's you, right?
I got, yeah, yes, man. Sir. So I have to apologize to the Baby Mamas last, you know, season 4, because I don't think I picked any female artists. And I think Hernan, or my bad, Bread Boy was the only one who did, if I'm not mistaken, with Ray, right? I think that might have been our only one.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, so I was like that.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, T-Swift? Yes. And Taylor Swift. Yeah. Taylor Swift. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm wrong. We had three.
Yeah.
But I was like, I didn't pick any of those. So I have to pick a female artist, and I'm going to go with Kali Uchis.
Ooh.
Orquedias, or whatever it's called. I know she's a popular artist amongst females, so I want to see what the hype is about. Yeah.
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more Baby Mamas after we listen to that album. possibly three more.
That's why I chose it.
Yes, all right. It is the year of the Baby Mama. Yeah, we're going to take care of you guys this year. So do what you guys got to do. Leave the kids at mom's house, you know. Let's put on some Kali Uchis and let's get groovy.
You're like, let's listen at Kali Uchis and let me get in your Kali Coochie.
Exactly. Kali grown. No Arizona pussy, no Nevada pussy. Sorry. Kali only. No, I'm scared. Actually, I'll take some Arizona. No, I'm scared. No Nevada, though. You keep that shit at home.
You're like, I'll skip Alabama, too.
Yeah, skip Bama. Louisiana, give or take.
No, roll tide.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, no, no tide. Sorry. Florida, depends on my mood. Like, definitely no Pennsylvania bitches. like,
after the Changillis?
Yeah, like, yeah. Do us a favor, though. Check us out on Instagram. We're gonna have that contest. Some baby mama's gonna get the privilege of, like I said, watching the Bob Marley movie with me and hotboxing my car and eating Chick-fil-A. So that's happening. And the dicking of not a lifetime, but maybe a month. The best dicking you've had in a month, maybe. I'm like, I wish I can provide the dicking of a lifetime, but I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I don't know if I got it in me. Like, I'm like, am I sick or am I getting old? Like, I don't know. Like,
the dicking of a disappointing story to her friend.
Dicking of I'm never gonna see that guy again. He was nice, but he just gave me a little bit of dick, not the dicking of a lifetime.
Just like the album, it's good. Yeah. He's all right.
It's nice. No, he tried.
Very enthusiastic. She's like, girl, I've been listening to audio files for 5 seasons. He's talked all this shit, and his dick was whack.
Yeah, whack ass dick. I'm sorry. Do not believe the hype, ladies. It's not real. Or maybe I don't want you to think it's real, and then bam! I was kidding. It's like, you never know.
Out of body experience.
But you'll never know unless you don't follow us at the Audio Files podcast on Instagram and slide in our DM. So you won't know unless you try. Alrighty. That's going to do for us here. You guys have a awesome week, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.